Here's a story that caught my eye this morning with regards to the ATM thefts that we've covered so many times on this programme. And as you would have heard over the, you know, the run-up to after Easter there, over the last number of days, indeed, the police came very close to catching some of the people involved in the Ballymena area. But apparently, according to the Belfast Telegraph, police efforts to catch the cash machine thieves are being hampered by rules that prevent officers from breaking the speed limit unless there is an immediate risk to life. It means that the patrol car responding to a recent theft in Ballymena spotted the thieves but could not travel at, wait for this, more than 50 miles an hour. So they got away. An officer spoke to the Belfast Telegraph and said people are under the illusion that the police can speed at whatever speed they like, but this is not the case. There is technology on their vehicles which monitors their speed. If they go above the limit set, depending on what type of vehicle they're actually in, it triggers an alert and they have to justify this to their bosses. They'll get in trouble unless they believed a life was in danger. Is that really what happened in Ballymena? The police weren't allowed to drive fast enough? Or was it the other side of the argument that the police may have decided to back off because their lives may have been in danger? Let me speak to a former police officer and writer, Colin Breen. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colin, with regards to the rules and regulations on blues and twos, what are they?
Well, it was always the regulation that the speed limit must be adhered to, and a police officer, a police driver, had to do that just as much as a member of the public. Now, there were times when that was waived, but it was done in a common sense sort of basis, depending on obviously responding to the call. But you can rest assured that the police officer, had he crashed even back in the day before there were tracking devices, to tell what speed you'd been doing, been found to have been guilty of a road traffic offence, if the pursuit had gone pear-shaped, so to speak, he would have been prosecuted or certainly disciplined.
I presume a police officer or a couple of police officers who come across a major theft like happened in Ballymena and who are chasing a 4x4 which is loaded with indeed the ATM machine and the money inside it, they would have had the ability to have kept up with that vehicle. The drivers of that vehicle were at a disadvantage. They were in a slower moving vehicle and they were loaded to the gills with something that was very, very weighty. But understandably, and I say this, understandably, the police weren't to know what the final outcome would be, what the plan would be, if indeed they were to pursue these guys to the point that had been agreed with the thieves as to where to transfer the money to another vehicle. There could have been four or five guys in the hedges ready to shoot the police whenever the police arrived on the transfer scene. Is that fair enough to suggest that the police are more likely to have backed off than to have been limited to the speed that they could have chased a 4x4 with?
It's very difficult to know, obviously, with not being there, but I mean, every point you make is a very relevant one in terms of you don't know what you're driving into. Is it they're luring you in to make sure that the gang get away and can temporarily ambush the police? But with my policeman's hat on, I mean, the frustration involved in being able to see the vehicle with, as you say, an ATM machine, which was hardly going to be breaking land speed records, drive off in front of you, and you sort of having to let them go. You would hate to think that I can only do 50 miles an hour. If it's doing 65, they're going to get away, and criminals would now know that. In the middle of the night, in a rural area, no other traffic on the road, it does seem bizarre.
Does it suggest a lack of policing in the area, as some politicians have said? When those officers were brave enough to give pursuit for a certain amount of time, when they were diligent enough to thwart the actual theft, had they more cars on the ground, would they have been more successful in bringing those guys to justice?
Well, that's a debate that will always open up. And I mean, if you're in the city, irrespective of speeds, you can still at least then radio into other divisions and areas and start to pull police in to coordinate the chase from the direction of travel of the getaway car, for want of a better term, and you can bring more pressure to bear on them from other officers rather than turn it into a high-speed thing. If you're out in the country, obviously you're going to be more limited with manpower, and indeed we all know how few police there are, and the Police Federation are always complaining about how short of men they are for all sorts of situations, so there's no question it's a factor.
Would you be confident that they'll eventually be able to catch red-handed the thieves, or will they always have the upper hand?
Well, theoretically, it's only a matter of time. I know we've been plagued by the ATM thefts at the moment. It's a sort of in trend, as it were. I mean, there'll be other things going on and people set up to investigate this that we don't know about, and rightly so. But whenever the opportunity arises whereby, you know, a uniformed patrol may get the drop on these guys or happen to come upon them in the middle of their theft, you'd like to think that they wouldn't just be able to speed, you know, at such a low speed and get away.
And just finally, shooting the wheels out from behind, is that just something you see in police dramas? That doesn't really happen?
Yeah, that's just television, and wouldn't happen. And you know, and then again, you're in then the problems that if they're doing 60 miles an hour and someone did shoot the wheels out and they crash and get injured, I mean, you're opening up a whole new can of worms. But apart from all of that, it's strictly television things like that.
Okay, but Colin, thank you very much. Colin Breen is now a writer, a former member of the RUC.